just a hardworking kid, what's automatic, and thanks to a fixture. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by My Student Aid, making college accessible, affordable, and achievable. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. Grantland Rice wrote of how you played the game, and that summary might describe in some ways Jared Smith, the star running back for Pauamu Westphalia's football team, who has already set and is on the brink of setting even more statewide rushing records.
Nobody can really see that coming. I mean, through junior high, I always did well, but
right.
I mean, to picture breaking state records, I mean, it seemed kind of unrealistic, honestly, and then it just kind of happened, I guess. I guess I'm just a hardworking kid from a small town and grew up in a great community that loves football, and they're always out here supporting it and wouldn't rather be anywhere else.
Smith has his PW Pirates in the Division 7 semifinals again this year with a date against Ubley on Saturday in Mount Pleasant. He set single-season rushing records last year with 3,250 yards and 53 touchdowns. He's already set the career record for rushing touchdowns with 121 and enters the semis 410 yards short of the career rushing record. But what's on his mind right now is getting back to the finals after losing to Ishpeming at Ford Field a year ago.
It was a game where we could have come out and done a lot of things better and kind of shot ourselves in the foot there with turnovers. You know, little things that we just messed up that we shouldn't have. And I mean, that was the biggest motivator this year is we got so close, but we just came up a little bit short.
You can read more about Jared Smith on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Our Sparrow Health game balls this week go out to the girls volleyball team at Corunna, which won its first ever regional title last weekend, and to Jackson Lumen Christie's Bo Bell, who had 230 yards, 146 rushing, 84 receiving, and 4 touchdowns in a football playoff victory over Napoleon last week. Don't grab that energy drink for a quick pick-me-up. Choose a snack with carbohydrates and fluids, like a piece of fruit. A tip from Sparrow, the official health system of the MHSAA. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Hi, my name's Dan Skuda, professional football player and Michigan native. Being born and raised in Michigan, I want to see all Michigan students succeed. Paying for college can be a barrier. That's why I've teamed up with My Student Aid to help tackle the cost of college. My Student Aid helps students and families in Michigan with affording college, with scholarships, grants, and also college savings programs. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid. Together, we can help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable.
Play ball, play ball, play ball.
Our weekly Be the Referee segment takes a look at the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
Today we're going to talk about one of the biggest rule difference areas in high school football from those rules used in college and pro, and that deals with automatic first downs. When watching that college game on Saturday or the pro game on Sunday, all of us know there are several defensive fouls that give the offense an automatic first down. However, under high school rules, the opposite is true most of the time. The only high school fouls that result in an automatic first down for the offense are the roughing fouls, roughing the passer, the kicker, the holder, and the long snapper. Fouls such as defensive pass interference or any other personal foul do not bring an automatic first down under high school rules.
Thanks, Mark. There's help wanted, just whistle. Go online now to the MHSAA website to be a referee. An era ended at historic Hackley Stadium in Muskegon Friday night when longtime Big Reds football public address announcer Brad Young called his final game. After 16 years of contributing to the program as an announcer, Young, who played on a Muskegon mythical state championship team 45 years ago and then later served as an assistant coach, will now spend his Friday nights watching his grandson play at North Muskegon. I was only present for one game at Hackley with Young on the microphone, and the impression he made on me came by not making one. He was just a part of the game. Not a performer, as too many PA announcers are wont to do by trying to entertain the crowd rather than simply inform them. And he's also part of a larger group that function behind the scenes to make our local games what they are and for whom we should all be thankful at this time of year. Ticket takers, the concession people, a list that goes on and on. But a group that makes high school sports something special. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by My Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.